Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Incline my heart, O God, to your decrees, and favor me with your law. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe Solomon opens up the door for us as in his prayer. He had just finished building the temple. It was all beautiful, huge. They'd never seen anything like it. And they're dedicating it. And Solomon says, "How can we ever think that this is going to contain you? You know, if even the heavens cannot contain you, we're not going to hold you here. But certainly we just ask that your presence is here when we gather in faith, that this be a place where you listen to the prayers of your people, that our hearts are turned to you." And so we are called to turn our hearts to God. And that's what Jesus challenged the Pharisees on today, that they had a lot of rules, and they were obsessed by those rules. And Jesus says, your heart is more important than following all these rules. And I just can't help but think Jesus knew all the rules, and he was a good Jew, and he would have been doing all the washings and the cleansings, the purifications. They would have been doing that automatically. And if they stopped, it would have been for a reason. It would have been to attract attention, to bring out a point that we don't obsess just about those little rules, but we need to worry about what's on in our heart. And it would help him to bring out that point, to remind us that it is about our heart. And so we challenge ourselves to make sure that our hearts are loving and caring, that is the most important thing that God wants from us. And our challenge is sometimes to think that the law of the land even, is more important than the commandments. How often do we hear somebody saying something happens and they'll say, you can sue them for that, and you can go to jail for that, whatever it is, but we say, oh, the law, you can sue, legally you can do that, and you can file a charge against that doctor or that lawyer or that business or whatever it happens to be. Even when it's not true in a sense, but legally we can do it. And we get obsessed with all the possibilities that are there, and love isn't in our heart. It's getting even, it's payback, it's taking advantage of the situation, and that's not what we're called to be. We're called to open our hearts to God's love, to live in a compassion for one another, to see God's goodness in each other, to bring healing and reconciliation into our lives. There's always conflict, but to bring God's peace and healing grace into our lives and into our families, and to see God in the presence of others. And so today, as Jesus challenges the Pharisees on the idea of the purifications that they did, he also challenges us to open our hearts to the Lord.